and Sports Review. I am your host, Trevor McNeil. Well, welcome again, because that performance last night, God, that was god-awful. I mean, that was probably the worst performance of the year by our men's basketball team. Now, I mean, you see that they had 28 personal fouls. 28. I mean, that's just uncalled for, you know? But, I mean, like, I don't see how that even happened. Like, sure, you can blame the refs all you want. Most of those calls were actually very good. I gotta give them that. So, it makes you think, how did we foul out three guys? I mean, I love the aggression by us last night. I mean, you're trying to force turnover, something that's been something we've been really good at the last 18 games. But we forced 13. And to be honest, it wasn't good. Like, it really wasn't. I mean, and a few of those turnovers were in garbage time. A few of our points were in garbage time. Last night was not a good performance. And although we lost by a dozen, 72 to 60, that was not really a dozen. That was more like about 15 to 18 of points. So that was probably a 15 to 18 point loss right there. But it's because of garbage time points that we got it down to 12. To be fair, though, I'm happy we played to the end. And we're ready to go to TCU. So, right now, TCU's looking at a 12-2 record. As their next game is tonight against Oklahoma State, I believe. Let me check if that's right. I'm correct. They play Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State tonight. They're 12-2 overall and 2-1 in conference. So, and right now, if you're in the betting world, Oklahoma State's actually favored to win that game. And it's not like it's a 1 point line. Last when I checked, it was a 5.5 point line. Sure, that might not seem like a lot after what happened last night, but Oklahoma State is a 9-7 overall team. 9-7. That's a bit concerning for TCU. I mean, they may not know it, but that's concerning. You're 5.5 point favorites when you're 12-2 going against a 9-7 team. But to be fair, though, our performance last night was real concerning. We were 8.5 point favorites, excuse me, underdogs. And if we didn't get those garbage time points, we probably would have lost by about 17. So, I mean, it wasn't a good performance last night. But we get to host TCU on Saturday. And I think that's a good performance for us to, excuse me, a good opportunity for us to bounce back. But it's gonna have to, like, you're gonna have to work hard to do it because TCU is a very good team. So let's go look at TCU. What's their breakdown? Excuse me. Mike Miles. He's their leading guard. He averages about 17 points per game. I mean, looking at his stats, he's not that good, to be honest. I mean, he only averages 4 boards, 5 assists, but that 17 really stands out for him. And it's kind of sad because look at this. He averages 3 turnovers per game, and he only shoots 39% from the field. I'm just saying. Like, that's pretty horrible. I mean, almost everyone else on the team is shooting above 40. There's a few guys that are below that, but most of their guys are shooting at least 40% from the field. And, I mean, that's their leading scorer that can't even average 40% from the field. He's 31% from three. I mean, that's pretty good. So expect him to make about two threes on us, maybe three. Depends on what defense wants to show up on Saturday. Because the defense we saw last night, it was pretty concerning. So let's go to a different topic and guess who's in action tonight? The Iowa State Lady Cyclones. And this is going to be a really, really good game, to be honest. Both teams are undefeated in conference play. Iowa State is 16-1 overall and 5-0 in the conference. Hold on. Okay, it said something different. Excuse me. So, Iowa State is 16-1 overall, 5-0 in the conference, as Texas is 12-3 overall and 2-2 in the conference. And we're at Hilton Coliseum. That is so huge for us to open up the series against Texas at home, 'cause that's going to be huge. You know why that's huge? Because we are actually, we have a lot of people that will come out to see an Iowa State game, whether it's Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, whatever day it is, everyone wants to go to an Iowa State fan, I mean, in a game. So, I mean, you just gotta take advantage of tonight. To no surprise, Ashley Jones is our leading scorer. She's a returner from last season. A really, really good player. I'm excited to see what she does tonight. I'm expecting to hopefully commentate the game tonight, but we'll see how that goes. She averages 20 points per game. She's a really, really good player. And we have a lot of people who put up points. We average 81 points per game. Do you know how crazy that is? We average 81 points per game. Jones is a senior, so we'll see what she wants to do next season. She could come back to become a super senior with her COVID eligibility year. She's tied for 16th in points average per game in the nation. You know, like, it's hard to do that. So props to Ashley. She's a really good player. Last season, we went 0-3 on Texas, and the only good game against Texas last season was in the Big 12 tournament at Kansas City. And other than that, those two regular season games, we looked like absolute trash. So, I mean, Ashley Jones needs to be able to score tonight. Meanwhile, Lexi Donarski, she's another one of our guards. She averages 15-16 points per game, 131st in the nation. But she's been pretty hot lately. I mean, she does average 2 or 3 fouls per game, which is fine, which means she plays really aggressive, and with the fact that she doesn't foul out, that's perfectly fine with me. You know, like last week she had the hot hand on Saturday, got 23 points in the game against Oklahoma State, played 36 minutes. That's just hard for anyone to do. I mean, 36 of the 40 minutes she played. Wow. Anyways, she's played all 17 games this season. This is most likely going to be 18. She's going to start for us hopefully tonight. She's a really good player, and I expect some good things out of Jones and Donarski tonight. Anyways, let's preview Texas for tonight, and then we'll go over to TCU. So, let's look at Texas. Okay, so their leading scorer is Aliyah Matharu. She averages 16 points per game. She's a pretty good field goal shooter. She shoots 47% from the field and 40% from three. And their leading rebounder is Lauren Ebo, who averages about 7 rebounds per game. Their leading assists leader is Rory Hammond, Same with steals coming in at 4.5 and 2.3 respectively. But overall, I mean, they look like a team that'll get a lot of rebounds. They average 39.5 per game. So they look like a really well-balanced team. They also like to get assists because they average about 14 per game. They're a real aggressive team as well because they average 10.5 per game. They're really aggressive, and they knock down 44% of their shots from the field. What they aren't good at is free throw shooting. Now, sure, this number is drove down by, girls who've barely shot many free throws, but they average, they're 65% from free throw line. So, I mean, that's not very good for a team. You're expecting somewhere in the 70s or 80s, but they're 65% from the line. So, if we get to send them to the line, they shouldn't be too dangerous. Let's just hope someone doesn't foul out like we had three last night. Anyways, let's go over to TCU. Actually, hold on. Before we do that, we actually average four more rebounds from them. I believe we're well matched up with Texas. They average 78 points per game. So this should be a pretty good matchup on paper, but I wouldn't be too surprised if a team pulls away. And I'd expect that team to be Iowa State. I mean, they're pretty good shooting though, but they just don't knock down shots from line. So I wouldn't be too surprised to see Texas miss a lot of free throws tonight. And we'll see what happens. Anyways, on to the TCU versus Iowa State preview. Okay, so recently they just edged out a game against Oklahoma 59-58, but we just wait for them to play tonight against Oklahoma State. That's going to be a pretty good test for them, because even though I do believe that Oklahoma State has faced a lot more challenges than TCU, and the record doesn't really speak for Oklahoma State. And just looking at the TCU schedule: McNeese, Southern Miss, their losses are to Santa Clara by 19. You know why they lost by 19? Because they actually faced a good team. Now, Baylor is a really good team, and they did only lose by 12. So I gotta give them the benefit of the doubt that they're a pretty good team. Either way, though, Oklahoma State's hosting TCU tonight, and that's gonna give us a preview if TCU's for real and if Oklahoma State's for real. Because Oklahoma State has been pretty hot recently. Same with Kansas State. I don't think either of those two teams' record speaks for them. So, Mike Miles, as I said, that he averages 17 points per game. This team averages 71 points per game, so just short of what we gave up Texas Tech last night, and we're going to have to hold them to at most 65, or else we're not going to win that game. I mean, we just let the game run away from us with all the fouls because they got put to the line so much. We had three guys foul out. It was horrible. They average 42 rebounds per game. So, that doesn't look good already, to be honest. That does not look good for us because, I mean, I don't think we're up there. Let me just check. We did lose the boards last night, by the way. Yeah, we come nowhere close. They have 42, we have 34 rebounds per game. We need to start getting glass. We do. If we don't hit the boards, we're getting screwed. I mean, we gave up 36 last night. We got 35, which I'm not complaining. The real problem is how many times we turned the ball over last night. Excuse me. So, how many turnovers do they f they average 14 turnovers per game. That's not gonna do it. That's really not. That's not enough. We shoot 45% from the field. They shoot 43, so overall, they're pretty balanced right there. We're in the 70%. They're 67, so I mean, we're pretty matched up right there too. I mean, even we're beating them in 3-point percent by 2.5-ish. So I mean, overall we match up pretty good to TCU, but the problem is we can't turn the ball over. We average 14.2, they average a flat 14, so we're pretty well matched up. We just need to get the boards. If we get the boards, we should win on Saturday afternoon. But we just need to start hitting the boards. We only average 34, and that's why we lose some games. Iowa State and TCU will be on ESPN2 at 4 p.m. Eastern. That's 3 p.m. Central. And then we go to Oklahoma State, and we host Missouri to close out January. So this is where our schedule gets easier. We're currently 2-4 in conference play. We need to start looking better on the boards and in the turnover column. And if we don't, we're gonna be screwed. This schedule to wrap up January is fairly easy, so hopefully we can get all three wins here to close out January and put us at 4-4 in conference. 'Cause trust me, I don't want to play a play-in game just to play a number one or two seed. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm not here to go play the number one or two seed. I'm here to go, like, I'm here to at least not have a play-in game. Like, I would much rather have a day and play the three seed than have to play a play-in to have to play the one or two seed. That's not what I'm here to do. We're here to win. I want to hopefully get a top seed in the conference, maybe top four. That'll just make it easier on us. But either way, we'll see what happens. It's not an easy season, and thankfully, we're about to hit the easier part of our games until we host Kansas on February 1st. And then we go play Texas at Texas, which Texas does not look like a good team. I don't see how they're ranked. I don't. But either way, they're not a very good team. And then we get back into some easy parts of our schedule after we play Texas, West Virginia, Kansas State, TCU, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Kansas State, Oklahoma State. So closing out our season, we should be fine. But we just need to start picking up some more wins in tough games, and we haven't been able to do that so far. And yes, we could use that blame the refs card, but I mean, that gets old after a while, if you know what I mean. I mean, yes, it was a clear goaltend. Yes, it was a clear three-pointer. But it's called human error, guys. And, like, you would have thought that at least one of those two calls would have been present. But no, but it's called human error. We can't just blame the refs on everything they do. It happens. Did I like that they didn't call the goaltend? It was pretty clear. Yes, I understand it was clear. I don't like that they didn't call it, but it is what it is. Do I like that they called it a two instead of a three, though it was a clear three? No. Do I like the flagrant they called on Robert Jones? No. But it's human error, and we just have to understand that. Yes, we would be 3-3 in conference if we got one of those calls turned, but it's human error, and there's nothing you can do about it. And it doesn't look like we're getting an apology letter from the Big 12, which, fine. I don't care. But if we do or not, I mean, it would be nice to us Iowa State fans. I'm sure a lot of you would have accepted that apology letter, but it's not going to come. And either way, it won't change through the result of the game, so it won't matter either way. So, I appreciate you listening. I hope to go live for the game against Texas tonight, but if not, I will be back tomorrow with another episode of Cyclone Sports Review. And yeah, I'm glad you chose to listen. And overall, my thoughts, last night was our worst performance of the season. And prediction for tonight, I think that we're going to beat Texas in a close one at home. And yeah, so that's it for Cyclone Sports Review and Cyclone Sports Commentary. Your host, Trevor McNeil, signing off for the night. Hopefully not. Thank you.